Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Meir Turin. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devora Bas Yechiel.
The Gemara Maseches Beitza on Daf Chaf Tes Amud Aleph is in the midst of a discussion which began on Chaf Ches Amud Beis on the bottom of the Amud in the Mishnah. The Mishnah teaches us halacha lo yomar adam letabach shkoyli b'dinner basar. A person is not allowed on Yontif to tell the butcher, "Weigh for me a dinner's worth of basar." I will shaychei mechalik b'neim. He could just shech the animal into tzarich eichel nefesh to provide for Yontif, and they could split it amongst the people, but they cannot mention a price. Rashi explains she'asul ahaz k'shem damim. On Yontif, one is not allowed to mention the price of an item. Now the Taisis Yontif asks a very powerful question on our Mishnah. He says, Tume'eni, it is wondrous by me. He says, we already learned in a Mishnah on Chaf Zayin Amud Beis on the bottom, Ein nimnen al behema l'chatchila b'yantif. One is not allowed to be nimne on an animal l'chatchila on Yontif. Avol nimnen aleha on the Erev Yontif. We are allowed to be nimne upon the animal from Erev Yontif, and then shecht it and split it amongst the people on Yontif. And the Gemara had explained over there, what does the Mishnah mean by Ein nimnen al behem l'chatchila b'yantif? Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel had explained, Ein paiskin damim l'chatchila al behem l'yantif. One is not allowed to set a price on an animal l'chatchila on Yontif. Rashi over there had explained, because Mekach u'memkar is aser on Shabbos and Yontif. To do a sale and a transaction is aser on Shabbos and Yontif. If so, Zakta Taisis Yontif, we already learned this halacha, that there is a problem of setting a price, already in the Mishnah on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. So what is our Mishnah on Chav Ches Amud Beis adding more to that which you already know? The Taisis Yontif says, don't attempt to make a distinction that the Mishnah on Chav Zayin Amud Beis of Ein Nimnen al Behema Chatchil V'yantif is talking about a group of people going ahead and setting a price for an animal. And I would have thought perhaps that this Isser is only applicable when it's a group of people buying an animal together from a person and setting a price. However, if it's just one individual going to the butcher and saying, Shkoli b'dinner basar, give me a piece of meat for a dinner, perhaps I would have said there is no Isser. He says, because there's no svar to be machalik between the two. Why would I say that there's any difference? If there's a problem of mekach u'memkar, setting a price on Yontif, there is no svar to say it makes a difference whether it's a large group of people or only one individual. The Taisis Yontif himself ends off with this kasha. Now the Tzlach wants to give an answer for the question of the Taisis Yontif, that what is the Mishnah on Chav Ches Amud Beis adding any more than what we've already been taught in the Mishnah on Chav Zayin Amud Beis? The Tzlach writes on Chav Ches Amud Beis, based on what I wrote previously in the Mishnah on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, it will resolve this question of the Taisis Yontif. Now the Tzlach previously on Chav Zayin Amud Beis had two ha'aris on the Mishnah. Number one, he said, the language the Mishnah uses is very interesting. Ein nimnen ala behema l'chatchila b'yantif. One is not allowed to be nimne on an animal, which the Gemara explains this to mean one cannot set a price for an animal. L'chatchila on yantif. He says, what is this lashon of l'chatchila? It should just say, ein nimnen ala behema b'yantif. One cannot set a price for an animal on yantif. And he says, number two, what exactly is the chiddush of the end of the Mishnah over there on Chav Zayin Amud Beis? The Mishnah ends off, Avol nimnen aleha me erev yantif, v'shaych din mechalkim b'neim. One could set a price from erev yantif and split it on yantif. Obviously, he says, if the price was set from before yantif, what's the havamina that this should present a problem? Over there, the Tzlach explains a beautiful chiddush in the Mishnah on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. The Tzlach says, the case is, we're from Erev Yontif, they said to the person who was selling the animal the following. They stood next to the Tabach and they told him, listen, if tomorrow we need meat, so we want you to agree now on Erev Yontif, that if we'll need meat on Yontif, you'll give us this animal for such and such amount of money. And therefore the chiddush over here is, that based on this, the price that they set up from Erev Yontif, they could go ahead on Yontif and sort of close the deal and take the animal from him on Yontif. It says, number one, that resolves what the Chiddush is in the Seifa. There is a Chiddush involved over here. Because after all, they did not close the deal yet in Erev Yontif. They just said, like a Tanai, that if we'll see we'll need meat, we want you ready to decide now on the price on this animal. And number two, it resolves the diuk at the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah means to stress that the whole issue is to set a price on Yantif. If, however, you're just closing the deal, that the deal basically was already set from Erev Yantif, there is no concern of Mekach u'Memkar. Therefore, the Tzach says, based on that, when we come to the Mishnah on Chaf Ches Amud Beis, it is telling us a big Chiddush. The Mishnah means to say that though we've established that as long as already there was a piece of damim, they already decided on a price from before Yantif, they could go ahead and close the deal, so to speak, on Yantif. However, the Mishnah comes to tell us, though that is permissible, however, to mention the price itself, that itself is a problem on Yantif, even though the price was already set from before Yantif. But you're not supposed to be mazker, even the price and value of things on Yantif. And that is an entirely different chiddush, which we did not see previously in the Mishnah on Chazayin Amud Beis. Now Rabbi Yashiv writes in his Ha'aris over here on Masechtas Beya, that he would have said another answer, the Pshitas, to answer up the question of the Taisis Yantif, what is the chiddush being added in our Mishnah on Chaf Ches Amud Beis. Rabbi Yashiv says that the Mishnah on Chazayin Amud Beis is talking about when you're setting a price to an animal, which means you cannot be placing damim on an animal on Yantif. Like Rashi says, it's mekach u'memkar, to establish the price of an animal, how much you're going to sell it for. And that is the Isser mentioned on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. However, the Mishnah on Chav Ches Amud Beis is talking about there already is a set value to the piece of meat. Everyone knows that a pound of meat costs a dinner. And the person is just telling the tabach, weigh me the amount of meat that equals a dinner. And there the extra chiddush over here in the Mishnah is, that afilu hachi, there's an isur b'fnei atzmai of even mentioning meat that equals a dollar. Even mentioning shem damim, that itself is prohibited on Yantif. However, Rabbi Yashiv then asks on his own shot, if we're being mechadish Dr. Rabbi Yashiv, and the Mishnah on Chav Ches Amud Beis is a step further, and even though it's already established the price for a certain amount of meat, but still it is forbidden for a person even to mention shame damim, to say, weigh me the amount of meat that equals a dinner. So if so, now we have a question in the reverse. Let the Gemara just say the Mishnah of L'yayim Adon L'tavach Shkoli B'dinner Basar. A person cannot even say to the Tavach, weigh me the amount of meat that equals a dinner. And then I'll know for a Kol Shekein, most definitely we cannot establish a price for meat on Yantif. Most definitely that is Mekach u'Memkar itself. On that, Rabbi Yashiv says, to defend this pshat, he says, from a dayak in the Mishnah, there's a shina between the Mishnah on Chaf Zayin Amud Beis and the Mishnah on Chaf Ches Amud Beis. The Mishnah on Chaf Zayin Amud Beis just says, Ein nimnin al behemo chatchil b'yantif. One cannot go ahead and set a price for an animal on Yantif. It does not mention who you're buying the animal from. Yet the Mishnah on Chaf Ches Amud Beis is medakdik to write, L'yayim Adam L'tabach Shkoyli B'dinner Basar. A person cannot tell the butcher, weigh me the amount of meat that equals a dinner. Rabbi Yashiv says, therefore, if we just would have had the Mishnah on Chaf Ches Amud Beis, perhaps that though I would have said that I see a chiddush, that it's even to mention the amount of money is a problem, weigh me the amount of meat that equals a dinner, but perhaps I would have made a mistake and said that this iser is limited only when someone is doing business with an actual butcher, because that looks like a real mekach u'memkar. However, when it comes to just buying an animal off stama person, perhaps I would have said Chazal did not make their gzeira of Isser Mekach u'Memkar, and therefore we need the Mishnah of Chavzayin on Beis as well to teach us that whoever you go to on Yantif, whoever you're buying the animal from, even not from an established butcher, it still is prohibition to be placing damim to set a price on the animal on Yantif. Now the Rajban is Sefer Avodas HaKodesh, Shar Beis Perek Dalid, brings down from the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi had an entirely different explanation in the Mishnah on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. That when the Mishnah on Chav Zayin Amud Beis says, Ein nimnin ala behema b'yantif, it does not mean like the Bavli understood that we're talking about that on Yantif they're establishing a price for the sale of the animal. But rather it's talking about even without piece of damim. Rather, it's talking about that it's usher to have a group go ahead and be nimna, come together and decide that this is going to be the animal that they're going to get. He says, because there's a problem that it looks like a maisachol. It looks like something getting involved, which you do during the weekday. In fact, the Pri Chadash and Simin Tafkuf writes that the Bavli is mashma, that it argues with Yerushalmi on this point. Because the Bavli is mashma, the whole Isser of Ein Nimnin Ala Behem Chatril V'yantiv is only when there's a Psikas Damim, when there's a price being set. Because the Bavli understands the whole Isser could only be an issue of Mekach U'Memkar. However, stam to have a group of people decide that together this is going to be the animal that they're eventually going to get, there would be no problem of Ubdu D'chol. Perhaps we can say that based on the Taisis Yantif's Ha'ara, perhaps the Yerushalmi did not want to learn the previous Mishnah of Zayin of Abayz, that it's talking about the Isser of Mekach U'Memkar. Because the Yerushalmi felt that already is included in the Chiddush of the Mishnah on Chav Chesam Abayz. If on Chav Chesam Abayz I see Le'yom Adon L'Tavach, Shkoyli B'Din Basar, it's even forbidden to tell the butcher, weigh for me the amount of meat that equals to a dinner. So, Kol Shekein, most definitely there's a problem to go ahead on Yantif to establish a price on an animal. And therefore, perhaps that was the Makar of the Yerushalmi to learn that on Chav Zayin on the Beis, the mission doesn't mean anything to do with Mekach U'Memkar, but rather, Ein Nimnin Ala Behem U'Chatchil B'Yantif is a new Isser, Alts Uvda D'Chol. Bir Halacha writes in Simin Taf Kuf that though we don't paskin like the Yerushalmi, however, U'Chatchil, there is an Inyan to be Chayshish for the words of the So it's coming out from our sugya that there's this Isser of Mekach U'Memkar on Shabbos and Yontif, and there's an Isser which is in the Schadish over here in our Mishnah, that even if one is just Mauskir Shem Damim, that is Aser as well. Now as far as this Iker Isser of Mekach U'Memkar, the Rambam in Parakhlev Gimel Mehucha Shabbos, Halacha Yabez, writes the following, V'chein Aser Liknais, V'limkar, V'liskar, the reason why Chazal forbade us to go ahead and be Isaac in Mekach U'Memkar is Gzeira Shemayichtav, a Gzeira that we might come to writing. Now the Shal Shubas Chsam Sefer in Chayshemishmat Simen Kuf Tzadihei writes the following. There was a fellow who would go ahead and have his store opened on Shabbos. The Chsam Sefer writes, this person is Bechal Mechali Shabbos and Yontif. It's as if he's being Mechal Shabbos with something which is Mefurish in the Pasuk. Why is this so? Zaktach Sam Seifer, based on a Ramban in Parshas Emor. The Ramban writes on the Pasuk, Shabbasan Zichrin Trua. Zaktach Ramban, Shenitztavinu min ha-Torah liya islanu menucha b'yantif, afilu midvarim she'ena melacha. The Ramban writes that what the Torah is being mechadished us in this Pasuk is that there's an obligation to have menucha and yantif even from things which don't fall into the regular category of melacha. The person should not be busy the whole day filling up his barrel full of wine, measuring peiros fruits. And imagine you have a city surrounded by a wall which doors are closed at night, therefore it has the status of Rishus HaYachid. People will be schlepping in on Yantif all sorts of packages of fruit. The marketplace will be bustling with people selling. The stores will be open. The store owner will be taking down credit. And you'll have the money changers with their money in front of them. You'll have workers getting up to do work. And Yantif, instead of being Yantif, will be like a regular weekday. Even Shabbos itself. All the things mentioned above don't fall under the regular category of Malacha. Therefore, the Ramban says that Torah is mechadish das Shabbosain zichrin trua, that Yantif should be a day of Shvisa and Menucha, not a day where one is matriach with Malacha. He says, Ha'amnam nimsa b'divir chachmei ha'talmin mekach u'memkar b'shabbos asim yidrabanan. Though we find in Chazal, the Gemara says that mekach u'memkar is asir on Shabbos merely midrabanan. Zok the Ramban, that is only bakrei. For once in a while, a person likach dav mechaver to purchase something from his friend, dvar meichel, then it only falls under the category of the Rabbanan. However, the Ramban is mashma, that if it will be bekvios, that would fall under the Isser Torah of Shabbosain. There's a chiyuv to be rest on Shabbos. The Chasam Sofer says, based on this Ramban, someone who keeps his store open on Shabbos is considered a Mechal Shabbos Midaraisa, as far as all the halachas that apply to a person who Mechal Shabbos Midaraisa. However, if Simcha Banim Kohen Shlita, in his Sefer on Hilchot Shabbos, which is deals with in Yonei Habayis, in Chelek Aleph in Ice 4, writes from the Ritzvan Maseches Rosh Hashanah, however, on the Lamed Beis on the Beis, is Mashma, he understood the Ramban different than the understanding of the Chasam Sofer in the Ramban. Because the Ritzvah writes that this, that Shvus, is only Midrabanan, that is only each prat, each individual halacha the Chazal gave us that falls under Shvus. However, the Ritzvah writes, if someone goes ahead and is not Shaivis Mikol Davar, from everything he's not Shaivis, then it falls under the category Dairaisa, that he made this day like a regular weekday, and he's Ivar the Din of Shabbosim. However, the Ritzvah is Mashma, that if someone keeps some things yes and some things not, he says that the Ramban over there would hold, that's only the Rambanon. So in the case of the Chasam Sofer, where the person just keeps open his store on Shabbos, but it doesn't say that he transgresses anything else that falls under the Isser Shvus. So Rav Simcha Banim says, based on the Ritzvah, it would sound like the person would not be transgressing something which is considered a Shvus min HaTorah. And this same logic, the Megillah Sefer as well, in his Sefer, Simen Pei Bei, Sifkati Aleph, echoes the same logic that Rav Simcha Banim Kohen is saying, that he feels as well that from the Ritzvah will be Mashma, that the only time the Ramban held that one transgresses the Isser Shvus Midaraisa is if someone makes the entire day into like a regular weekday. However, if he only does not keep certain things, but certain things he does keep, that would not fall under a Shvus Deiraisa. Now, Lalacha, we know that there's an Isser of Mekach Umemkar on Shabbos, and that's Negea even Litzarech Mitzvah. And this is dealt with in the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Shinvav Sivkat Lamed Beis, which is very Negea Lachul Ma'isa as far as selling Aliyahs and Shul on Shabbos and Yantif. The Mishnah Berurah writes, "Subinyan hachrazes mitzvahs the beis hakneses." When it comes to selling off aliyahs in shul, yesh eisrin v'yesh matirin. Some say it is aser, some say it is mutter. And the svar of those who say that it is not included in mekach u'memkar is because they say leshayich mekach u'memkar ela b'chefetz hanikna. Only when there is an actual, a physical thing which is being transferred, that is included in the prohibition of mekach u'memkar. However, when it comes to selling an aliyah, where there is no actual object which is being transferred, therefore it does not fall under the category of mekach u'memkar. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah feels that b'makom shenagu hetter, in a place where the minhag is to sell aliyahs, ein limchais b'yadam, a person should not be meicha against them. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan as well, in Simen Shin Vav Sif Tes Vav, talks about Mechiras HaMitzvahis, and he writes, the Makam Shemarchin HaMitzvahis, in the place in shuls where they sell the mitzvahis, Yesh Megamgim Mazeh, some people frown upon it, and they say this should be included in the prohibition of Mekach U'Memkar. After all, it seems like a regular sale. This one bids this amount, this one bids a higher amount. He says, however, it is not included in the category of Mekach U'Memkar. He says, because for a different svara, is there really value, monetary value, to an aliyah? He says, it's really just like the person is saying, if I'll be zaycha to get the aliyah, I'll give a certain amount of money of tzedakah to the shul. But not that there is actual value to the items that are being sold, and therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan ends off, minhag Yisrael Torah, ein lefakvik bazeklal, one does not have to have any hesitation about it. And he says, however, it's pasha by him that to sell a seat in a shul on Shabbos and Yantif, that definitely would be forbidden. That would be mamish considered like a regular case of mekach u'memkar. He says, over there, you're actually buying something. You're buying the rights of sitting in that place, having that place to be your seat. He says, however, other mitzvahs like the Aliyah L'Taira, Hagba, Galila, opening up the Aron Kodesh, all these things are mutter, and it's only considered just like a tzedakah ba'alma, and it's not considered b'chol isser of mekach u'memkar on Shabbos and Yantif. Now, who had been is very negeir, Rav Simcha Banim writes, someone who wants to go on Shabbos and Yantif into a store and to get some items, or l'mashal, this is very negeir, some people on Shabbos and Yantif, there are restaurants that are open on Shabbos and Yantif, people want to go there and eat their Shabbos meal. The din is that it's aser for him to say, give me $5 worth of candy, or if you say, give me a $50 meal, a meal that's worth $50. And this is asr because based on the halacha that we've learned in the Mishnah today, that even if we're not actually making a psika, we're not setting a price. However, even to be mazker shem damim, even though you're just the way you're identifying the type of meal is you're saying, give me a $50 meal and for Friday night, that is b'chal the isser of be mazker shem damim. All he would be able to say is, for example, give me 10 apples in a case where he's going into a store, or give me a Friday night meal, a standard Friday night meal, and the Baal will take care after Shabbos about, you're not allowed to say a payment, but you could say, we'll go ahead and work it out after Shabbos. Now, even though Rav Simcha Banim Kohen Shlita writes in a Sefer that in any event one should not be masker shem damim, he himself explains that really the Shita of the Ramah in Simin Shinchav Gimel Siftalit is that it's mutter to go ahead and be mentioned shame damim. If you're just trying to identify something, you're saying, I want a $50 meal, that is mutter according to the Ramah, as long as you're not setting a price. However, since the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sifkatan Chaf brings down that many achrayinim are machmer like the sheet of the Mechaber, that it is aser to be mazker shem damim, even in the case where you're not making a psika, you're not establishing a price, even if you're just saying it as a way of identifying of what type of meal you want to have. So therefore, halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says one should be machmer and not mention shem damim in any event. However, the Mishnah Berurah does write, Ein limcha is biyadam akilim. If you see someone go into the restaurant on Friday night and say, give me a $50 meal, one does not, should not be meicha, because yesh lam al mishi yismichu. They have what to be saimach on the shita of the Ramah. And really, this question is really totally on where we began in the beginning of the shir, how to understand the Mishnah, what it says, liyayim adam l'tabuch shkoli b'dinar basar. Is it talking about that there's already established price for the thing of meat, and he's just telling the person, he's identifying the type of meat, he wants a dinner worth of meat, and therefore the Mishnah will be saying a chiddush, that even just to be mazker shem damim, that also is included in the Isser? Or perhaps the Mishnah is Dafka talking about where they're establishing a price on Shabbos, and only in such a case would it be an issue. That seemingly, that's how the Ramah understood. But I'll go upon him, therefore, a person himself should be machmer and not be mazker shem damim bechlal on Shabbos. However, if he sees someone else not doing that, the Mishnah Berurah writes, he should not be meicha because they have a mashi yismichu. The shaila as well could be negeya, a kid, a child in camp, and it comes Shabbos and he realizes that he doesn't have soda or something from the canteen. According to this, he could approach the manager of the canteen on Shabbos and he could tell him, please let me have a large bottle of soda and 3 pieces of candy, Rav Simcha Banim writes, and he could tell him, we'll come to terms with you after Shabbos, not to mention payment, of course, but he could mention those words, we'll come to terms with you after Shabbos. Now the Rish Yosef has a different ha'ara on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah talks about that the issue would be to be mazker shem damim v'yayim adon l'tavach shkoli b'dinar basar, and Rashi says the issue is that you're being mazker shem damim. And the question is, l'chayra, there's another issue in the Mishnah. After all, the Mishnah previously on Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph taught us that according to the Chachamim, there's a prohibition to weigh things on Shabbos and Yontif. So if so, even forgetting about the fact that he's masker shem damim, l'chayra, how is it permissible for him to tell him, shkoli b'dinar basar, weigh for me the amount of meat of a dinner? L'chayra, you're not allowed to weigh on Shabbos and Yontif. On this, the Reish Yosef answers that perhaps the kavanah of the Mishnah is not that you're telling the tavach, the butcher, to actually weigh for you the meat with a kli, with a skill. Or rather, the kavanah is the butcher will take in his hand an amount that he feels equals a dinner. And this halacha is that it's mutter. However, the Reish Yosef writes that the sheet of the Ran previously on Daf Chav Ches of an Aleph is that even to be shaykel biyad is also included in the prohibition of weighing on Shabbos and Yontif. And according to the Ran, we have to understand what is pshat in our Mishnah. However, the Reish Yosef writes, if you look carefully in the Ran in our Mishnah, the Gersa of the Ran in our Mishnah resolves this issue, because the Ran's Gersa, instead of Shekoli b'dinar basar, is actually Mecharli b'dinar basar. And therefore, the Ran Lishitase, there is no question. The only issue is, has Karas done him? And there is no issue of weighing, because he did not tell him to weigh me the amount of meat that equals a dinner, but rather you just told him, sell me the amount of meat that equals a dinner, and the whole issue is just, has Karas shame damim. The Mishnah on Chavtes Amad Aleph teaches us the halacha that the Tanakhama holds, Aymar Adam Chaveri Malili Klize Avaloi Bemida. A person can tell his friend on Yontif, fill me up this kli, avaloi b'mida, but not with a mida. Now in the Gemara, there are two lishainas how to understand these words of the Tanakhama, avaloi b'mida. According to the Lishna Kama, which is Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, he says, loi b'mida means a person cannot use a kli that is miyuchad l'mida, a kli which was already used as a measuring cup. However, a keli, which is just aime l'mida, something which was not yet used as a measuring cup, it's just sort of there as a backup. If the measuring cup will break, he will use this in its place. That, even according to Tanakhama, is permissible to be used on Yantif. However, according to the Lishna Basra, which is Rava's opinion, the Tanakhama permits even filling up in a kli which is miyuchad l'mida. And the Mishnah only means to say the Leben Mida, that it's forbidden to be Mazker Shem Mida. When he's asking him to fill up the cup, he cannot say, fill me up the pound worth that fills up this cup, or a liter worth, a measurement. That is not allowed to be mentioned. Now it comes out that according to the Lishna Basra, which is the opinion of Rava, according to Tanakhama, who we paskin like, it is mutter to fill up even in a keli which is miyuchad l'mida, a keli which is used as a measuring cup, and the only prohibition is only to be mazker shem mida. Now, if you look, however, in the Rif on the one hand paskins like the Lishna Basra, he paskins like Rava, and yet the Rif seems to say it is only mutter to fill up in a keli which is oimid l'mida, a keli which is standing there as a backup to an actual keli which was used to measure with. The lashon of the Rif is Maya Avaloi B'mida Amar Rava Shalayazker Lai Shem Mida. The prohibition is to mention the amount of the mida. Aval Kli Ha'Aymed L'mida Yimalenu. However, a keli which is Aymed L'mida could be filled. Which Be'emes Duran over there on the Rif asks. According to the Lishna Basra, comes out that it is mutter to fill up, according to the Tanakhama, even a keli which is miyuchad l'mida. So why does the Rif say that the heter is limited only to a keli which is oimid l'mida? And he says, Be'emes is mefurish in the Rambam, in Perek Dal Mehilchos Shvisas Yomtiv, like I'm saying. What does the Ran mean to say? The Rambam, in Perek Dal Mehilchos Shvisas Yomtiv, Halacha Chaf Aleph, writes the following. One is not allowed to buy from the Baal Chanus on Yantif with a measuring or a mishkal or a weight. So what does he do? He tells the store owner, fill me up this container. And the next day he gives him its value. The Rambam continues, even if it was a utensil which is miyuchad for measuring, it's already being used as a measuring container. Yumalenu, it's allowed to be filled up. Provided he does not discuss the measurements, it is mutter to fill up even in a keli which is miyuchad l'mida. If so, asks the Ran on the Rif, according to you, the Rif, who paskins like Rava, the Lishna Basra, why do you only write that the heter is only in a keli which is aymid l'mida, which the hainu is a keli which was not yet used for measuring, if after all the heter includes even a keli which is miyuchad l'mida? On this, the Ran writes that narrowly we have to say in explaining the pshat in the Rif that the Rif's going to hold like this. The Rif holds that this whole heter that we say, that even a keli which is miyuchad l'mida, which is already used for measuring, is allowed to be filled on yantiv, that whole heter only extends to a case when the lekeach, the one coming to purchase, is taking this measuring container from the meicher, and he's taking the actual container back to his house. And in fact, he says that is very meduyik in the lashon of the Mishnah, Ayimar Adam Chaver, a person tells his friend, Malei li klizeh, fill me up this container, which is mashma, he's getting the container filled up, and then he's bringing that very same container back home. And only over there does the Lishna Basra hold that even a keli that's miyuchir lemida, the lekeach is allowed to go ahead and fill it up and bring home that actual container. However, even according to the Lishna Basra, if you're dealing with the case where the meicher, the seller, is going to take the keli miyuchir lemida and pour it off into the kelim of the lekeach, that looks too much like mekach u'memkar, which is prohibited on yantiv. He says, therefore, the Rif, when he says, Dafka Kliha Aimer Lamida Yimalenu, the Rif is stressing that the heter to go ahead and take the keli of the meicher and pour from it its contents into the keli of the lekeach, that is limited, even according to Lishna Basra, only to a keli, which is Aimer Lamida. And the truth is, this is how the Mechaber, Paskins, and Shulchan Aruch, and Simin Shin Chav Gimel Sif Aleph, like the understanding of the Ran in the Rif, he says, Mutter Lermel Chaver Malali Kli Zeh, Afilahu Kli Hamiyuchir Lamida. It is permissible for someone to tell his friend, fill me up this container full of food or drink, even if it's a Keli Hamiyuchir Lamida, it's a measuring cup, which is used as a measuring cup. However, Vahani Mili Kishanait Ale Keach Mida Shal Meicher Umailicha Lebesai. This is only permitted when the Lekeach then takes this measuring cup of the seller and he brings home the actual cup. And goes without saying, if the lekeach will bring his own utensil from his house and he'll have it filled up, that that's permitted as well. However, the Mechaber says clearly, however, for the meicher to fill up in a keli which is miyuchid lemida and pour it off into the keli of the lekeach, that is forbidden, even like the Lishna Basra. Now, the Rama over there in Simon Shinchav Gimel writes that some are mekel and they hold that as long as you're not being mechaven to the mida legamri, you put a little bit less or a little bit more than the actual measuring cup. So then even to be meided in a keli that's miyuchid lemida of the meicher and to pour it off into the kelim of the lekeach, that as well would be permitted on yantiv. And he says, so is the minuk pashit. However, the taz over there in Sifkat and Aleph is very bothered by this at the Rama, right? He says he doesn't understand the Rama. The Rama starts off that the heter is because they're not medaktik to have an exact amount. He says, however, if you look around, the minhag that people are naik is that they're very medaktik when they take it in a mida, when they take it in a measuring cup. And he brings down that the Yam Shel Shoyma as well, in the Sechtes Bay over here in Perek Ein Sadin writes, and today, people are very megal when it comes to filling up and measuring cups. And they say, tenli mida echad shel yayin, echatzi mida, and they say, measure me out X amount or half of that amount. And no one stops them and says, you know, this is a problem. One is not allowed to go ahead and do this on Shabbos and Yantiv. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan as well, in Simin Shin Chaf Gimel, brings down from the Rama, that the Rama writes, there's a minu l'hakel, even to take the midah of the meicher and pour into the kelim of the lekeach. However, he writes that the Gedolei Achrayinim, her Ishual Zeh, made a big tumult about this, the Taz, the Yam Sel Shoymai, and he says, v'emes, this is not the minig at all by us, but rather the lekeach takes his kli, and after Shabbos they measure it, and he says that is the proper way how to do it, the lo lishanais, and not to change from that minug. Now it comes out in the Gemara that according to the Lishna Kama of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, according to the Tanakama, it is only asr to use a kli hamayuchid lemida. However, a keli which is just aime lemida is mutter. However, Rabbi Yehuda is machmer, and Rabbi Yehuda says even a keli which is just aime lemida is also asr. On that, the Gemara says, it would seem to come out, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we are machmer when it comes to Simchas Yontiv, and according to the Rabbanan are mekel. However, the Gemara asks a stira to what we learned previously on Daf Chavches Amad Aleph. Over there we had machaikas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, when it comes to weighing a piece of meat on Yontiv, where Rabbi Yehuda had said, Shaikul Adam Basa Keneged Akli Ukeneged Akaifitz. A person can weigh a piece of meat not using a regular weight, but using a utensil, a knife, or a meat cleaver, because that is a shinoi, since you're not weighing it the normal way with a weight. The Melech Mutter on Yantif. Now the Rabbanan said it was Aser. So from there it would seem Rabbi Yehuda is the Mekel, and the Rabbanan are the Machmirim. We have a contradiction between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. On that, the Gemara had answered, the Rabbi Yehuda had the Yehuda like Kasha, and the Rabbanan had the Rabbanan like Kasha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no contradiction. Over there, by the case of the Maznayim, the case of the skill, it's talking about that the Kaifetz and the Sakin is not Aymedli Shtamish as a weight, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda says it's permitted. However, over here, we're talking about a Kli that's Aymedli Mida, that's standing, it's ready to be used as a measuring thing. It just wasn't used yet, but it's Aymedli Mida, that stand to replace it, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda says it's Aser. And the Rabbanan on the Rabbanan as well is no contradiction, the Gemara says. Over there, one is doing Ovdin Dechal by using the Maznaim, by using the scale Mashenkin. Over here, he's not Ovdin Dechal because it's not Layata Tivay of this Kli yet to be used as a Mida. Now, the Sefer Mishmeres Mayed says a very beautiful explanation over here how to understand what exactly is the Gemara's Tirutzim in Rabbi Yehuda and in the Rabbanan. And he says this Teretz the Gemara gives is not just a Teretz Ba'alma, but rather the Gemara is encapsulating the actual Yisoid of the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. How are we to understand the Geder when Chazal asserted weighing things and measuring things on Yom Tov? And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Geder of the Isser of Mishkel and Midah is one thing, and Memela, that's how it presents itself in these two different cases. And according to the Rabbanan have an entirely different Geder. And he explains as follows. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Geder of the Isser of Mishkel and Midah, which Chazal asserted, the Iker Isser is not dependent upon whether it seems to us like the person is being involved in doing something which is Uvda Dechal, something which is done during the weekday. But rather, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though the Yisoid of the Isser of Mishkel and Midah, yes, is because it's something which people do during the weekday, and it's a problem of Mekach u'Memkar, people go ahead and sell this way. However, when Chazal established the Isser, the Geder of the Isser is, it has to fall under the parameters of measuring and weighing. And therefore, in the case of the Kaf Maznaim, on Chaf Ches Amid Aleph, when you're dealing with a skill, but instead of using a weight, instead he uses on the other side of the meat a knife or a kaifetz or a meat cleaver, since this is not a normal way how to weigh meat. It's not Aymed the Mishkel, this is not a Mishkel Yadua. When a person wants to weigh meat, he takes a thing that was set beforehand, a weight, which has a set amount to it. And therefore, this does not fall under the parameters of doing an action of weighing. Masha Enkein, Rabbi Yehuda says, in the case of our Mishnah, where it's a Kli Ha'Aymed L'Midah, it's a measuring cup, and it's Aymed to be used eventually as a measuring cup, even though it wasn't used yet. However, if you will fill wine in it, Saif, at the end of the day, it's considered a real action of a Maisa of Medida, an action of measuring. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that falls under the Isser that Chazal said. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, at the end of the day, the Isra Mishkel Amida, we have to look at it as the action itself doesn't fall under the parameters of an action of weighing and an action of Mida. Mashenkin, according to the Rabbanan say the Geder of the Isser is not totally whether it has a Shei Mishkel or Shei Mida. It's totally if the act the person is doing is an act which is done during the weekday. Calls man that to the appearance of people, the way it seems is he's doing an act of Uvda Dechel, Chazal asserted it, even though it doesn't fall under the normal parameters of weighing. Therefore, by the case of the Kaf Maznaim, where a person has a weight, and what he's doing is with a skill, he's putting a piece of meat on one side, and on the other side, he's placing the clay keli or the kaifetz, the meat cleaver, since sometimes a person does know the weight, so that's enough that could be viewed as an action. It's avik of the nechal, he's doing an action of weighing meat. Bottom line is, he's doing an action of weighing meat. The hainu, in the appearance, the way it seems to us, when people look at it, what's happening, this person is doing of the nechal, he's weighing meat on Yom Tov. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not totally in how it seems to us, whether it seems to us that this person is involved in the action of weighing meat. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the gather of the Isser is dependent upon the fact whether this falls under the parameters in and of itself, action of weighing. And therefore, since the darach of weighing meat is with a mishkal, with a set weight, and over here you don't have a set weight, therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that falls out of the Isser. That's not bechlal, the Isser that Chazal gave. According to the Rabbanan, we don't view the fact whether this is a normal way of weighing or not. Whether this falls under the parameters of a normal thing which we call weighing meat on Yom Tov. But rather, the idea is, as long as in people's eyes, the way people see it, he's doing uvda dechal, he's doing an action tradition like people do during the weekday of weighing meat, so that itself presents a problem. Mashenikin, when it comes to the case of filling up a cup of wine, which is just a melamida, since over there was not yet used as a mida, therefore when people seem taking something which is not yet used as a mida and filling it up, Rashi says, Layatza Tivai, it's not known yet about this keli that it's something which is used for a mida. This person never uses it yet to weigh things, to measure things. Therefore, according to the Rabbi Huda and the Rabbanan, opposite falls out over here. According to Rabbi Huda, the Ikar is not telling what people see it as, but rather does this have a maises, the action itself, could we categorize the action as a normal action of measuring? So yes, since this is a keli which is Aymed Lamida, it's a measuring cup which is Aymed to be used eventually as a measuring cup, it is a measuring cup, it just wasn't used yet as a measuring cup, therefore it can have a shem maisa, an action of measuring. Ashenkin, according to the Rabbanan, the Ikar is not telling in the action. The Ikar is telling is what it looks like to people, and since this measuring cup was not yet used, therefore it is perfectly mutter according to the Rabbanan. According to the Mishmeres Maid, this very same logic follows through in the Lishna Basra as well. Where in the Lishna Basra of Rava, where Rava had explained that according to the Rabbanan, it is mutter to fill up even a keli which is miyuchid lemida, as long as you don't mention a shem mida, and yet the Rabbanan say that when it comes to the maznayim, it is aser. And the reason is that when it comes to the maznayim, at the end of the day, what it appears to people is you have a piece of meat on one side, and you're weighing with a keli on the other side. It looks like you're measuring the weight of the meat. Asha'enkin, even if I have a keli which is miyuchid lemida, which this thing is set aside for measuring, the Gemara says, however, since the derech of a person is sometimes to fill up a keli miyuchid lemida and to drink a cup of wine, since he's not mazker shem mida, he doesn't say fill me up so in this amount a liter's worth of wine. Rather, he just says fill me up this keli. And therefore, since the way it, in people's eyes it could be seen as just a person taking a drink of wine, according to the Rabbanan, that's not us. And this fits in beautifully according to the Mishmeres Maid. According to the way he explains, according to the Rabbanan, the yisayi of the isser is we have to view how it looks in people's eyes. That is the aside of the Issa of the Chol when it comes to measuring and weighing things. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not dependent upon how it seems in our eyes, but rather the action itself is it defined inherently as an action of weighing or an action of measuring, and since it is, therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is Aser. The Gemara tells us further, Tana Rabbanan who kana shalish meiz garbe yain miburei midais, he gathered together 300 barrels of wine, because when a person pours wine, generally it foams up, and therefore Abishol ben Bitnis held that it was a problem for him. He filled up people's barrels with wine, and they did not wait around for him in order the stuff to come down. When they got home, it was a little bit less than a regular full barrel, and his friends gathered together 300 barrels of shemen, mimitsumidas. When it comes to oil, sometimes things stick on the bottom of the barrel, and they brought it in front of the Gezbayron to Yerushalayim. Rashi explains, they brought it to the Gezbarim, that the Gezbarim should take it and use it for Tzarchi Hektish. Rashi says further, the reason why they were not Makdish it, because they felt they don't have the ability to Makdish it to Hektish, because it does not belong to them. And Rashi says further, even if the owner was Miyayish, however, there still would be an issue of Sainei Gezal Ba'ilam. Rashi means that which you learned in Masech the Sukkah on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah there, Masech the Sukkah, had taught us halacha that a lulav hagazal is possible, a stolen lulav is possible. And the Gemara over there explained, Bishlam and Yontif Rishon, I understand why a stolen lulav is possible, because it says lachem, it has to belong to you. However, Yontif Shani, why should it be prohibited? The Gemara says, because there's a new Isser, a problem of mitzvah haba b'aveira. Like it says in the Pasuk, Ve'vesen gazel v'esapiseach v'esachayla, it says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you'll bring karbanis in the wrong way, stolen karbanis, and karbanis that are lame. So the Gemara darshins, gazel dumyud biseach. Just like a lame animal, there is no takana. There's no way it can be brought as a karban, because it has a mum kavua. So too, a stolen object, less like takana, makes no difference if it's before yish or after yish. Either way, there's an issue of bringing it as a karban. And the Gemara explains, Bishleim before Yish, I understand why there's an issue for the Gazlan to give it to Hektish, because it says, Adam ki yakv mikem amarachman, it has to belong to you. And this does not belong to the person, but after Yish, L'chayra, the Gazlan now acquires it through Yish, through the giving up hope of the Nigzal, the person who it was stolen from. Gemara says, obviously we see a new concept that it's still a problem because of mitzvah ba'avera. And the Gemara says further, Rabbi Yochanan says, "B'shem Rishim Bayachai." What's the meaning of the pasuk? "Ki ani Hashem ayev mishpat sayne gazel ba'ayla." Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "I hate gazel when it's brought as ayla." A mashal to a king of Basav Adam who was passing by a toll booth, and he told his servants, "Give some money to the tolls." So they asked him, "Why do you have to give money to the tolls? Everything is owned by you." He said, "Yes, but from me, everyone else should learn and not go ahead and try to hold themselves back and get away out of giving the tolls." So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Ani Hashem Sayne Gezel Ba'ayla," even though everything belongs to me anyways, from me people will learn and hold themselves and keep themselves far away from stealing. So therefore we understand, like over here they felt it cannot be Makdashit, because even if it would be after Yush, there would still be a concern of Sayne Gezel Ba'ayla. Then the Marsha asks a very strong question over here. If the case was, if their concern was, that they were not able to give it to Hekdesh because it was Sayne Gezel Ba'ayla, even if it was after Yush, but it was Sayne Gezel Ba'ayla, it did not belong to them. If so, what did it help to bring it to the Gezbayrim? The Gezbayrim have that same issue, that the Gezbayrim also cannot be Makdashit because it does not belong to them. And even if you'll tell me if it's after Yush, but still, it still should be an issue of Sayne Gezel Ba'ayla. So what were they thinking of accomplishing by bringing it to the Gezbayrim? This the Prima Gadim as well asks in his Sefer Reish Yosef on Masech Desbeya, the same question of the Marsha. The Marsha answers that by the Gezbayrim there was a Maila. There would be no issue of Sayne Gezel Ba'ayla. Why? Because by the Gezbayrim themselves you had a Maila that was Yush Vishinu Rishus. The din is that even though Yish itself is a problem, that if someone steals something, even if the owner was Meyayish, now he cannot give it to Hekdesh because of the issue of Sayne Gezel Ba'ayla. However, there's a Kenyan called Yish Vishinu Rishus, that if the first was a Yish and then the Shinu Rishus went to someone else's Rishus, then is that person is kind of Legamri, and then he could go ahead and give it over to Hekdesh. Now, what exactly is this Kenyan of Yish Vishinu Rishus? So the Ramban and Muhammad and the Tzais HaChayshin understand this to mean the following way. The din is that Yush itself does not work to give a kinyan legamri to the person who stole, because the Gemara of Baba Kama says there is an issue of Yisura Asiliyade. Problem is that it came to the Gazlan's hand when it was an Isser. And therefore there's an issue of being kind of legamri with the Yush itself. However, once it's transferred to another Rishus, and by this second person, by him, it was not by him the Isser. By him, it came to him at a time of Heter, because after all, it is after the Yush of the original owner. Therefore, since by him it came to Legamri at a time of Heter, therefore the Yush is able to give a full Kenyan to the second person, and the second person is thereby able to be Makdishet to Hektish. However, the Taisus read in the beginning of Geizel and Meichel in Maseches Baba Kama is mashma, a different way to understand how it works the kinyan of Yush Vishinoi Rishus. The Taisus read actually darshans it from a pasuk. He says, it says in the pasuk, Veheshiv esag zela asher gazal. You're mechuyev to return the gzela that you stole. Zokta Taisus read, similar to the concept that we find in the same way we darsh from Veheshiv esag zela asher gazal, that the chi of Hashava, to give back the actual object, is only when the chayfetz, the object, is asher gazal, in the exact same form as it was when it was stolen. However, if there's a shinoi, if there's a change in the object, considered a different object, the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Samach Vav, Amar Aleph, teaches us, shinoi is kaina. Hu adin, the Taisus Rid says a chiddush. The Heishiv as Akzela Asher Gazal, the Torah is saying the Chiyiv Hashava is only when it remains in the hands of the person who originally stole it. However, if it now is in someone else's hands, therefore it loses the Din Hashava, and therefore the person is Kaina. However, the Taisus Rid says, if so, why do you first need a Yush? The Taisus Rid says like this, if there's no Yush from the original owner, so now when it comes into the second Rishus, the next person's Rishus's domain, he himself becomes a Gazlan, because the original owner did not yet give up hope. However, in a case where the original owner gave up hope on the object, and now it comes into a new person's Rishus, so since there's no Din Hashav anymore, there's no Din to give back this object, because the Chiyuv is Eishak Zer Asher Gazal, only the person who actually stole it has a Din Hashava, therefore the second person is kind of the Chayfetz becomes his. The way to understand this is, one possible way, is based on the Mahalach of Rebbe Chanan. Rebbe Chanan Wasserman says in a few places that the way Shinui Kaino works, for example, in Maseches Bava Kama and Daf Samach Vav, that really when a person steals something, really because of the Kinyanei Gzela, because there are certain Kinyanim that the Torah gave to a Gazlin, really he should be kind of the object Legamri, completely. The only thing that keeps it still in the Rishus of the original owner is the Chiyuv Hashava, is the fact that it is an obligation for him to give it back. That goes Kinega the Kinyanim and stops the Kinyanim from being Kaina. Therefore, however, when a shinui happens, when it's a different object, and there is no chiv hashava anymore on this object, because the Torah only says you have to give back the object, asher gazal, so therefore the original kinyanim are kinda for the ganav, and now he just has to give back the value instead. Hu adin, when it comes to a case of yish v'shinu rishos, when it comes now into the second person's rishos, since the whole chiv hashava is only to the person, asher gazal, therefore, on the second person who came to the Shos, he's kind of the Chayfetz Legamri, and he does not have to do a Chiyuv Hashava, and he's kind of Gansen. According to this, we understand the tirades of the Marsha and the Prima Gadim, that when they brought it to the Gezbarim, they felt, even if it's after Yish and it's a problem for them to be Makdashit, however, they felt that at least they could give it to the Gezbarim now will be kind of through the concept of Yish Vishin Rishos, and now they would be able to go ahead and give it to Hektish. The Gemara tells us further, Adver Rechistel or Avana Ukav Darash, La Yimnait Adam Sa'irin, the Eaton Lifne Behemte Beyantiv. A person is not allowed to measure an amount of Sa'irin and to give in front of his animal on Yantiv. Rashi says this again falls under the category of Medida, of measuring, which is Asr on Yantiv, because it looks like you're measuring to sell it. Now, the Mikha Shleimer of Shleimer Zalman in the Sefer Masechtas Be'ah brings down an interesting shaila. He says, some wanted to say that to take a thermometer and to measure a child to see if he has fever, see what his temperature on Shabbos and Yontif, should fall also under the category of the Isser Medida of measuring on Shabbos and Yontif. Obviously, it will be done not with a thermometer which is electric, that would be a problem by itself, but with a mercury thermometer, some wanted to say that it's still forbidden because of the Isser of Medida, and like Chazal, the Gemara Masechet Shabbos and Kuf Nun Zayin on the base says, all Medidas, all types of measurings are Aser. However, if Shlomo Zalman Orbach himself argues, and he says, the whole Yisoid of the Isser will be fine of measuring and Lishko weighing things is only because it's like a Uvdu Dechal, like Taisus in Masechet Shabbos says, and Daf Kuf Chavav on the base, Divri Amaschul will be Divrayan. And therefore, Zakhtar Shlomo Zalman, the whole Isser is only Shayach by certain weights and measuring, which Al Piraiv, they would used to use these things for Mekach Umemkar, or other Masu Matan of Chayl. And if we're going to go ahead and be Matar people to measure things and weigh things, the concern was they'll end up doing things with Derech Shuwais of Chayl. However, Zakhtar Shlomo Zalman, measuring and taking the temperature of a child, measuring their temperature, which is something that has no connection at all to Uvda Dechel and Mekach Umemkar. This is something which is just done for people who are sick. Nothing to do with the weekday, and nothing to do with Mekach Umemkar. And therefore he says he feels that this is not included in the Isra Medida on Shabbos and Yontif, and it's perfectly fine to take the child's temperature, again with a mercury thermometer. Alpidus Yisoid of Shlomo Zalman says further, that the, even the issue of using a watch or a clock on Shabbos and Yontif and measuring time with it, he says, even though we find in the Beis Yosef, in the end of Simin Shinchas and the Ramah, that they're machriya l'iser, he says that was only in those days that Al-Piraiv, people who would use a watch, was for people working in a Beis Merkaches, in a factory, working with different herbs, that over there they would have to be machavin the melacha in within a certain time period, and therefore, the watches, the timepieces, were used mainly to go ahead and measure Litzarech Dvarim Shechel. Mashenkin, he says in Deris HaAchreinim, in our day and age, She'en Lech Adam, She'en Lesha. Everyone has a watch, and it's used just to measure time. Therefore, it's not considered a Medida of the Dechel, and therefore, it's mutter to be used to measure the time on Shabbos and Yontif as well. Now, as far as the halacha, when it comes to medida shel mitzvah, measuring of a mitzvah, in the Sefer Pesach and Dvir and Chelek Gimel, Simin Shin Vav, Siv Katan Tes Vav, he comes to say that it's mutter to go ahead and weigh for your Kazayas Matzah on the night of the Seder.
because he says it goes under the category of Medida Shel Mitzvah, and Medida Shel Mitzvah, he says, should be mutter on Yantiv. He says, Shuv Naidalai, that he was Zaycha to Machavin, to that which it says in the Sefer Aisil Olam, that he indeed would have this minog to weigh the Kazayas of Matzah on a scale on the night of Pesach. And he would put on the opposite side of the scale a bag of nuts where he had weighed already from Erev Pesach, which he knew equaled the proper amount of the Kazayas. And that's what he would do, that would be his minog. He says, because after all, in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Vav Sif Lam and Zayin at Paskins, that it's mutter to be meided on Shabbos Medida Shel Mitzvah, for example, to measure a mikvah to make sure it has arbaim sah, and therefore to measure the matzah as well, the night of the Seder, seemingly would fall under the same category. However, there's a very stark ha'ara on this mahalach from Taisus on the Afchav Tes on the Beis. Taisus the Ramaschel Shmuel halachu l'maisa asel hashma'inan. Taisus ends off towards the very end of Taisus, which the Achrayim of the Ginza Yosef understands, and this is how the Megillah Sefer as well, in Siman Pei Beis, Sifkatan Beis, understands the Kavanah of Taisus. Based on the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim and Daf Memches on the Beis, which says that it is aser to knead for your dough for your matzah more than the amount of challah, because of a chashash that it could come lidei chimutz, it could become chametz. And therefore, Taisus seems to be saying that even when one is baking matzahs on Pesach, he is not allowed to measure out the amount to know that it's the amount of isarin. Frak the Megillah Sefer, if there is this halacha that a medida shel mitzvah is mutter, so this definitely would seem to fall under the category of Medida Shel Mitzvah. That since there's a din to bake your matzah, you cannot knead the dough of more than an isar in one shot, it should be perfectly mutter to measure it out. Why does Taisus say it's aser? From here will be mashman zakta megillah sefer that the whole heter Medida Shel Mitzvah is limited only to medidais where it doesn't it's not shayach and it doesn't pass by it the gzeira of Mecha Chomenka, for example, to measure a mikvah, whether it has 40 saw or not. Over there is something, and this is a chiddush the Megillah Sefer says, he wants to say there are really two categories. There's one category of Ubdu the Chayl, and there's one category of Mekach u'Memkar. And he says measuring water in a mikvah would only fall under the category of Ubdu the Chayl, and therefore it's Mutter b'makam mitzvah. However, to weigh something on an actual skill, which over there there's Isser Naisef Altegzer of Mekach u'Memkar, he says that is never hutar even b'makam mitzvah. He says Amelo hu adin, if someone has a special cup, a measuring cup, where in it he has the exact amount of a revius, which is necessary for Kiddush and Abdullah, he feels as well that this also would be forbidden to be used on Shabbos and Yontif, because since over here it's more daima to the gzeira of Mekach u'Memkar, therefore there is no heter even b'makam mitzvah. However, Reb Shlomo Zalman argues with the Megillah Sefer, and his shita is that all these cases do fall under the category of Medida Shel Mitzvah and would be mutter b'makam mitzvah.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com. You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.